Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
Right, top three is on. Rebecca in the newsroom with us. We normally say with a news story that hasn't quite made the news today. This one has made
yes,
the news today.
Yes, well, it's quite a big story.
It's a big story, and we're looking for a song suggestion about this story. What you got?
So Ford has confirmed it's ending production of the Fiesta. The Ford Fiesta launched in the 1970s. It's Britain's best-selling car. It's been on the road for four decades. But Ford have announced they are axing it as they focus on electric vehicles.
Okay, so the Ford Fiesta is going to be no more.
Yeah, I'm pretty much sure everyone has had one at some point, driven one.
Yep, I had. I did have an XR2 once.
How long ago was that?
Quite a long while ago. And I had another one that's called an XI. I thought Fiestas were great. Like, yeah, first cars
really,
were brilliant.
Really good. Tom drives a Fiesta.
You've got a Fiesta now.
Fiesta, yes. It'll probably be vintage now.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? That's the thing. So Brennan's got a Fiesta. He can't drive it. I bought it 4 years ago. But he's got a Fiesta. And I reckon they're going to, if you hold on to them now, they could be worth some money.
5 million of them sold, used. It's still the most popular car on UK roads at the moment.
That's the weird thing, isn't it? It's the most popular car on UK roads.
Yeah.
How good is business going where you go, do you know what? Get rid of our most popular one.
But why don't they just,
we've got too much money.
Why don't they just make an electric one? It says they're focusing on their electric vehicles. We'll just make an electric Fiesta.
Yeah, maybe it's a cost implication. But I thought Fiestas, especially for like people just passing the driving test, perfect little car.
Absolutely. Really nice cars. And they've got, let's say, like Brennan's one's like the eco version. So it's like really good on emissions.
Well, his one's an eco version because he's not driving it. It's sat on the driveway. It's the ultimate eco version of a car.
All right, mate.
Thank you very much for all your suggestions so far on the top three this afternoon. The top three story this afternoon is the rather sad news that we are going to lose the Ford Fiesta.
I'm actually a little bit gay.
I'm gay about that.
It's an end of an era, isn't
it? Yeah, and it's because of the new electric car, so I don't know whether it's because, I don't understand, but it may be because the Fiesta is too small to make it electric. That can't be a thing. Because they must have small electric cars.
Yeah.
Like a milk float is a small electric car.
There's no way. I think they've just gone, just get rid of it.
Don't like it.
It's a really nice car. I mean, and
they got rid of the Escort, didn't they?
Yeah.
And the Cortina and the Sierra, they all went.
Yeah, Sierra, yeah.
So I suppose it was inevitable that one day the Fiesta would go.
I remember my dad had a Ford Sierra. Loved it.
Sierra was, when that first came out, that was amazing.
Mondeo.
Yeah, the Mondeo. That's still around,
isn't
it?
Still the Mondeo.
That was the replacement.
Yeah.
So when Cortina, Sierra, Mondeo. So the Mondeo is the great-grandchild of the Cortina.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works. Late night talking. Harry Styles and Late Night Talking. On the Big Drive Home, 8 minutes after four, it's Chris and Scott. If we ever do our late show, can we call it that?
What?
Late Night Talking.
With Chris and Scott.
Well, we keep going on about the fact we're going to do this late show one day where we just get the phone lines open. A little bit of like a chat show.
Thing is, we keep on talking about it. I'd love to do it.
I don't know why we don't do it.
Chris and Scott's Late Night Talking.
I think that would be the theme show.
Come on.
Late Night Talking. And then we go, call us up.
Oh, we change our voices as well.
Yeah, call us up on the usual number.
01702. But we say it differently. We go 01702 45 50 60.
Got a couple of lines free on the switchboard if you want to call us up. We're talking about
Julie's texting. She's worried about a relationship. She's got relationship trouble.
Are we doing a love show?
Well,
whoa!
That's where I went.
I was thinking, Gary's texting. I don't like the fact we have to put the recycling out on Mondays.
It's annoying.
I thought we'd talk about the big issues, and like Rishi and all that, but the bins and stuff and the Fiesta. It's sad, isn't it? Call us up about your favourite.
Oh, how good would it be if
call us up about your favourite Fiesta moment? That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? And people call up and go, I remember my first car was a Fiesta, and we go, that's fascinating. Thank you so much for calling.
See ya.
Chris and Scott's top three.
The Fiesta is what we're talking about, the top three. The popular Ford Fiesta is set to be discontinued as early as next year as costs of parts rise and drivers opt for SUVs. In Essex, surely not. SUVs in Essex? Yeah, I've never heard such a thing.
Well, GLEs and SUV.
So we're looking for song suggestions on that story. Thank you very much for all of them. Nick Bob, Sue in Holbridge, Natalie in Whittam, Sazzle on there as well. And is Sazzle a first-time caller? No, second, third. Lee from Laindon, Claire in Southend in amongst the top three as well. These were the three songs you chose this afternoon. Good choices of tunes as well.
Bye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one.
You have been the XR2I. That is number three. And number two.
I like driving in my car.
What tune?
It's not quite a Fiesta. Oh. And at number one, it had to be there. And we had loads of suggestions, including 4 Day a Week Steve from Braintree.
Afternoon, Chris and Scott. Just a quick one from Steve, 4 Day a Week Steve in Braintree, on the top three.
Yeah.
I think maybe a good call for the end of the Fiesta production would be End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott, the Big Drive Home for Monday. Another day, another Prime Minister. Whoop, whoop.
What is going on?
What? It's the third we've had this week. No, in the last month or two, Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, Rishi Sunak. It's three.
But I thought it was going to happen Friday. And then earlier, I obviously had the radio on, I was listening to Radio Essex.
Yeah.
And the news told me. I don't watch the TV because I don't watch the news on the
TV.
Well,
they had to do the thing again where they have to get MPs to back them, which is what happened last time with Liz Truss, Penny Mordaunt and Rishi Sunak, and that's when Liz won. But this time, no one else did it. Boris had enough people, but he decided not to. I don't think Penny Mordaunt did. I didn't really. But it ended up that there was no one for him to battle, so he's like, oh, I've won then. It's like Fortnite, and you're the last one. There's no one to fight anymore. So you go, oh, I've won. It's similar to that.
Similar. So he won by default?
Yeah. Well, there's no one else. There was no one to fight. So he didn't have to do that week where they get all the Conservative members to vote. That didn't have to happen because he had enough MPs backing him anyway. So, yeah. Good, isn't it?
He didn't win anything.
He got to the boss level.
Yeah.
And then no boss turn
someone
up.
Handed him keys to number 10 and he went, all right.
The boss didn't turn up.
No.
And he went, oh, I'm in. So he won. Completely went politics, completed it, mate.
Yeah, walked into the kitchen and went, oh, I've got a microwave next to it.
We should do fantasy politics next year. I think that'd be more interesting.
It would be.
Because this is the Premier League thing. Haaland scores a couple of goals. Everyone's made him captain. It's a little bit boring. Politics, no one can judge that. No one can prejudge or second guess that.
Definitely not.
Right, the top 10.
No one knows what they're doing.
Exactly, yeah. Chris and Scott FC is what it's called. It's on the Premier League football app. As we mentioned before, Tom, you're the prime example of this. You know nothing about football, do you?
Yeah, I don't have a clue.
But you've got a Premier League team.
Yes, I do.
And it's not at the bottom, is it? It's in the middle somewhere.
Yeah. It's 140th.
Yeah, it's not in the middle. You're going
it's
in the
got
right
up
direction.
10 places from last week.
I'm doing
up
it.
10 places.
Top the charge show.
Yeah.
You've slipped slightly, but you're still in amongst it.
Oh, yeah, but I haven't got my own players, have
no,
I?
No, you haven't, because I broke yours. Right, top 10 looks like this. Lee Ford, Crouch Potato at 10. Well done to Tyler. Change name at number 9. Expected to lose from Toby at 8. Chris Sanderson, Baldies FC, a new entry this week.
Well done.
Number 7. Luke Newman, LDNX1. He's a new entry as well at 6. Bokken Calls, well done to you, Chris.
Well, you are so brave.
David at number 5. Dynamo Chicken Kiev at number 4. I'm still in there at number 3 with Gangsters Allardyces, a non-mover this week. Dan Trolley was number 1 last week. Slipped down one place this week at number 2. And well done to Rail Sandman, Philip Sands, at number 1 on the Premier Fantasy Football League.
My question to you, Chris, is are you brave enough to say my name on the radio?
No.
Name my football team.
No, because I will always start with the wrong start. And once you start with
be brave,
wrong,
Chris.
No, it starts with cunning. But once you... No, but if you say... If you start with the wrong word there, you're in trouble. Heaps of trouble.
Cunning.
No.
Stunts.
Wow.
It's Monday.
Yeah. Let's see if we make it till Tuesday.
Right here, right now, right here, right now. hit music lives. 5 to the 4 to the 3 to the 1. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I mentioned earlier that Joe Biden has congratulated our new Prime Minister. I'm just getting the audio for that. I had it on the screen, and then I pressed a button. Guess what?
It deleted
it's itself. Gone. It's just gone and reset, and now there's adverts and stuff. I will find it. It's possibly the funniest thing I've heard. Right, half term continues. Busy out there.
What's wrong with the weather?
Nothing. It's nice.
No, it's no. Earlier, I tidied my whole garden. I was out there. I was doing this. I was doing that because I've got about 48,000 children in my house at the moment. Half term, just having a little party. just having a little party. The 8-year-olds in my.
And if you're stuck for something to do with your kids, I'll give out his address in a second. Just take him around there.
Yeah, I mean, my party.
Free food.
It's pizzas. We've done pizzas and Kerry, I say.
Jumping on the table's a good game.
Yeah, Kerry just sent me a lovely video. I mean, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. How many kids are on my £400 Laura Ashley table? How many people are on that?
Probably about six.
Yeah, it's about six.
Room for more, I would have thought.
Yeah.
6 8-year-olds. That's a lot of weight, isn't it?
Yeah, for a table.
Yeah. Just for cups, normally, that one. Just for cups.
No, trampoline.
Yeah. They're on there. They were playing Twister.
I love half term.
I said to them, see you later. Don't break my house.
Half term's good when you can get out the house and go work, isn't it?
I left. I said, bye. And I was quite early today.
You were early. Yeah. You were the earliest you've ever been.
Yeah. Party.
Yeah, party. New Prime Minister announced today, of course, Rishi Sunak, or as Joe Biden pronounced. Have a listen to this pronunciation.
Whether it's the United Kingdom or just today, we've got news that Rishi Sunak is now the
new Prime Minister.
Rishi Sunak.
In the UK, which is amazing news. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. Right, Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. No old school, new school today because no one's at school. They're all around Scott's house jumping all over his table.
They are.
Pretty much the whole of Essex schools at Scott's house today.
They're all there.
So what are we doing? Are we doing anything instead of that today? Tom, producer Tom, should we produce something?
I've got a thing about snoring.
Excellent. So that's coming up. So don't you go anywhere snoring.
You've got a thing about snoring.
Yeah.
I snore a lot.
I do as well.
We've done audio of this on the radio before.
I think I've still got it.
Oh, we can play that.
Yeah.
Let's play that.
Maybe yours was sleep talking.
Sleep talking and snoring, wasn't it?
Snoring and sleep talking.
Yeah.
I had another dream the other night.
Did you?
Yeah, which was like another...
About dreaming about me again?
No. It was a comedy thing. And I went to... And it was... I was a comedian at the Edinburgh Festival. I know, it's already funny.
Yeah.
And I won best joke. And the joke was, I went to an Ed Sheeran record fair, but all I picked up was Bad Habits. And that's actually quite funny.
It's not that funny.
That's okay, yeah.
It's not that funny, is it?
Isn't it?
It's not that funny.
You know when you wake
you
up...
You won for that.
Yeah, I won it. Yeah, it was a poor month.
It must have been. Bad month.
All I picked up was Bad Habits.
It's not that
It's
funny.
Quite funny, though.
It's a dead joke.
But it's I made it up one. In my sleep, so that's pretty impressive. Because
you
I
must
wasn't
have
even,
heard it somewhere.
I wasn't conscious. I was asleep.
No. It's funny for being asleep.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And the conversation that Tom, our producer, has found today about snoring, just literally everyone in Essex waiting to hear what it's all about.
They've all fallen asleep and they're all snoring.
we found this today. More than a quarter of us record our partner to prove they snore.
Yeah, Kerry does it to me all the time.
But why do we need to? I know that I snore. I can feel it in my throat. If I wake up in the morning, I've got a dry mouth. It's probably because I've been snoring.
Well, yeah, but so I snore. Kerry doesn't really, right? But then every now and again, I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to get her because she's making like she's just breathing a little bit heavier.
Yeah,
like, but I'm trying to get her back.
Yeah.
I'm literally trying to get her back. And then when I like show her the video the next morning. It's not impressive.
Now, that's the problem with the iPhones and the Samsungs, isn't it? Because it actually doesn't pick up the sound as much as... Because you're like, no. It was... The room was moving. It was so loud.
It was
loud.
Like an earthquake.
And look, have a watch. And then it's like... And you're like...
No. I'm loud. I've got...
Even on a recording?
Yeah, I've got issues.
Yeah. We're so fed up with... we've resorted to recordings to force loved ones to seek help. 6 out of 10 snorers deny doing it. That's the problem, isn't it? 6 out of 10 are like, I don't snore. I don't know. Well, you're asleep.
But do you know what? This is, I'm going to vouch for myself here, and I don't think that's a thing. But I will be awake. You know, like when you're in that tiny bit just before you fall asleep. And Kevin will go, "You're snoring." And I go, "I can't be snoring. I was awake." But I must not be. I must be
dozed off.
Yeah. But I go, "I was awake. I was watching this program."
78% of those polled said the noise made by their partner keeps them awake. A further 14% said they are sleep deprived because of it. We're making other people sleep deprived because of our snoring.
Yeah, but do you know what? Kerry wakes me up and I go, come on. I was asleep. And she goes, "Yeah, but I can't sleep because of you."
Because of the snoring.
10 seconds
And she
later.
Definitely, she records it.
Yeah. She recorded it 100%.
But you have full conversations in your sleep.
Yeah, I've done that.
But we've played it on the radio.
We haven't found that clip, I'm assuming.
I'm sure I don't know what it is. Where is it?
It's on the top right.
No, we don't need to see
this. See bad? Is that right?
No, the one below it.
Oh, sleep talking. Here he is, Scott, talking in his sleep.
You know Bonus Box? Oh, my God, on my telly.
Bonus Box.
Oh, my God, you're having an actual conversation.
You know Bonus Box?
That's my wife laughing.
Oh, my God, on my telly.
Oh, my God, on my telly.
The thing is, I get annoyed with her, like she's the, like, crazy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Bonus Bosch is.
Kerry used to send me all sorts of stuff like that, where you were talking in your sleep. Well, that seems to have stopped. I might get those back again.
I might have told her to stop doing that. Let's go well
together. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Let's go well together. This is Radio Essex.
Big Drive Home, Chris and Scott, till 6, and then Mikey here from 6 tonight. I hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on, whatever you're up to in half term. And we mentioned earlier, hopefully we would get Joel Corry and Tom Grennan on the show, and here they are. Hey, boys.
Yo, hey, mate.
Excellent stuff. Thank you so much for taking the time out. I know you're busy at the moment because the whole promotion must be mental at the moment.
A lot of promo, man. There's a lot of promo. But listen, we're happy to be with you guys. So we're
good,
here.
Man. Cheers, Tom. And Joe, you're Essex boy, aren't you, Joe?
Actually, everyone thinks this, but I'm not. I don't know why people think that. Everyone says I look like Joe Essex as well. But
a little bit. A little bit. And you do sound Essex. So, you know.
I'm a Barnet boy, man. North London, Barnet boy, born and bred.
Oh, mate. I'm a Watford boy. Not that Tom wants to hear that. But I'm a Watford boy. So we're
my
literally...
DJ, Destiny Watford was my first gigs, like under 18s Destiny Watford.
Mate, so, I've DJed in there. Opposite a fountain, opposite a fountain. It used to be. Was it before that? It was something before that because I might be a bit older. Destiny Kudos, something. I think it was Kudos.
All right, you're showing your age now, man.
Yeah. I was playing 78s, and it was amazing. me and Tony Blackburn, what a massive night that was. Tom, you're not from a million miles away. You're Bedford way, aren't you?
I'm a Bedford boy, yeah, I am.
So you're not a Luton fan, but you played for Luton?
I played for Luton, yeah. I've got a soft spot. I keep up to date with how they're doing and... You see, Watford, man.
Sundays. Do you keep up to date on Sunday score?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I did. Yeah,
I don't know. Jam. Obviously, when you guys are singing concerts all the time, you lose your voice. I'd lost my voice within 7 minutes, I think, of that football match. I had no voice left at all.
I know. It's mad to see Watford in the Championship, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. And even your fans were singing, even though we were going mental, that, you know, we're still above you, even though you're Watford. And you were still above us in the league anyway. But, so how did it come about, the collab? Because you two obviously have collabed with quite a few people. I present the chart show on a Sunday, and I think, Tom, you're on quite a few tracks in the chart with different people. So how does it come about? Were you two guys, I mean, do you know each other, or did it just, how did it happen?
Well, I was obviously following Tom's journey and I was saying, like, I was following Tom's journey for years. Like, he was obviously killing it, absolutely smashing it, and we just crossed paths at a concert that we were both playing at and just clicked instantly, and it was somebody I wanted to work with. But once we, like, got speaking to each other, like I said, like, Tom is, like, just feels like he's one of my mates from school. And when you click with someone that well, you just want to get to work with them, innit? So 2 weeks later, we was in the studio, and that's when Lionheart was born.
I really like that because a lot of collabs, you know, sometimes they don't even meet. They're not in the same studio. They might be in different countries or whatever. You know, I always like it when a collab's actually, you know, organic like that and you're actually together and you get on. And yeah, and the song's amazing, by the way. Really, really good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, just like Joel said, it was easy. And when something like easy happens, it just makes it so much like more fun to do. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, man. And the song feels like it's gonna be a big one. So I'm excited.
It's got
a big one. It's a high one to sing for sure.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's very high. So I mean, you've set the bar very high there. So maybe live's gonna be a problem in after a tour. You might have to lower the key on tour, maybe. Yeah.
Listen, I had to tuck everything in for that one, man.
But now, there's so many collaborations out now because it is easier to do it. And obviously, there are Zooms and stuff if you're not doing the collaboration together. And obviously, back in the day, I don't know if you might not have met Scott. Scott was in the band Five. So you collabed with Queen. So you would have had to go around somebody's house and...
I went to Brian May's house. When I was around Roger Taylor's house, I swallowed a ring pull and embarrassed myself quite heavily.
What, from a beer?
Yeah, I had a can of beer and I swallowed the ring pull the first time at his house.
You swallowed the what? The ring pull?
The ring pull of the can of beer around Roger Taylor's house.
Right.
Yeah. I wasn't being rude, Tom. I know where your mind was going. I don't know what you was doing there. But it was quite embarrassing. They phoned an ambulance, so I was meant to be
doing
rehearsal.
Did they really?
Sounds made up, but true, unfortunately.
That's funny. Also, what a collab that is. Queen, wow.
Yeah, do you know what? It's when something like that happens, you know, when in a band like Five and they go, do you want to do a... do you want to do a collab with Queen? You go, yes, please. Where do we sign?
Yeah.
And to take it to number one when Queen took it to number two was quite unbelievable, really. Yeah, it's a pinch of myself moment. So, yeah.
But that would have been done with management companies now. Nowadays, do you just do that yourself? Do you just hit each other up?
It's a bit of both. But I feel like this one was just natural. And like we said, we met and we just stayed in touch and then got in the studio as soon as we could, really. And then... I feel like now the time was right to put the song out, especially with what the song means. And
of course,
I feel like it's one of them songs with what you, when you listen to it, it feels like you can get through anything and there's light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. So yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Joel, a lot of your work is DJing and stuff. So do you have the beat and the melody in your head and then you just give it to Tom? How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. So, and as well, with this record, this was a record that I'd wanted to make for ages because it's definitely a step in a new direction for me. It's the biggest sort of record I've done so far. It's that sort of stadium anthem that I've been wanting to make for quite a while because I've been touring around the world this year because we're past COVID now, playing a lot of festivals, a lot of main stages, and I wanted that sort of anthem for the main stages.
Yeah.
And once me and Tom got in the studio, we just got some vibes going and... Once Tom laid down those vocals, it just lent itself to that sort of production. And like I said, that's the sort of record that I wanted to make. So when we started building the production, it all just sort of clicked into place.
That's excellent. And then you've got your sidelines, obviously the PT work and the app that you've got, Joel.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't do that so much anymore. To be honest, the tour life is just so tough to kind of keep that stuff going as well. I still go to the gym. I try and go every day, whatever city I'm in.
I didn't know you're a PT. Are you a PT?
Yeah, I was. I've done my qualifications, and I had an app that I was putting all my plans on and stuff. But yeah, I kind of had to put that on the back burner because the DJing schedule.
I've got a question, boys. What's on the rider? That's what I want to know,
mate. Anything you want, mate?
have you got anything on the ride? Have you got an extravagant rider, or have you just got water and towels and an orange, you got some more stuff?
Do you know what? When I do shows, every promoter or every person who works at the venue, you are the most easiest person to get stuff for because I'm no diva, mate. All I ask for is a tub of honey, and that's it.
Wow.
Tub of honey and water, that's it.
That's good. I tell you what, I'm impressed with that. I mean, I've got rum.
You know what as well? People don't realise with riders, you are actually paying for it.
So,
well, no, believe me, I know. I've learned the hard way. I learned the hard way. Yeah. Yes.
So, I tried to keep keep costs down, man.
Yeah. No. Good plan. Right. We got to get your tune on now, Lionheart, which is all over Radio Essex at the moment. Who wants to introduce it? One of you guys, Joel, introduce your tune.
All right, Tom, we'll do it together, yeah?
Go on.
Yo, this is Joel Corey.
Everybody, turn your radios up in Essex, because this is Tom Grennan.
It's our new single, Lionheart, on Radio Essex. Let's go.
Thank you so much, boys, for being on. And listen, all the best with the single.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you much for taking the time out to talk to us this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers, guys.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Minute by minute, hour by hour. Yo, DJ, drop that. Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Justin Bieber, Skrillex, Where Are You Now? 13 minutes after 4, it's the Big Drive Home top 3, numero uno. It's a little bit Spanish in there as well.
I didn't think you were putting the mics up yet.
Oh, you've got a mouthful of Smarties.
I didn't mean to put in the mouth up yet.
We all obviously presume that Scott, for his nutritional lunch, would have Smarties. And there's no surprise there. And if anyone thinks we're lying, there's his little box.
That song ended, and I thought, oh, I just shoved Smarties in my mouth.
What, one at a time or bunches of Smarties?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like a bunch of Smarties. It sounds like you've bitten the side bits to get the shell off it, so you're left with the chocolate. Is that what's happening in your mouth right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's in my teeth.
Is there a reason for Smarties?
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm doing a TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing a Smarties-based TikTok.
Yeah.
On the Radio Essex TikTok.
On the Radio Essex TikTok,
which
yeah.
you can access by using the internet.
It's going to catch on.
Via your phone, probably an app's easier. Click on TikTok on the app. Check out at Radio Essex. Bosh, we're there.
Couple of TikToks.
Yeah, we've done a couple today. We're TikTok crazy. So check it out on TikTok.
TikTok don't stop.
On the internet. Go and find that and check it out. I'm glad I found you.
You're the one. Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Hope you're doing okay. Chris and Scott, Thursday, Big Drive Home. No producer Tom here today, so the show will sound, well, exactly the same as normal, really, because I've done all the work, so.
Well, you say that. I would say that he's not here. He can't say anything about, like, not saying the Ace of the Men.
Yeah. What, no, it's not him that doesn't want us to talk about our podcast. It's the management. He's just the voice piece for the management. They use him as the voice.
I know, but do you know what? I'm feeling risque today. Yeah.
Okay.
I've just signed a contract.
With who? Here?
Yeah. Just done a little extension.
But can't they...
No.
Are there clauses that say if you're...
There's
a word, gross misconduct.
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is... I warranted it was a 3-month contract, which is weird. But I signed it.
Yeah.
And we're coming back soon. Don't worry about it. I said amen.
You've signed that contract?
No, I've signed a contract for here.
Yeah. We didn't say you can mention the Exit Amen.
They're not listening every second.
They listen all the time.
They're not listening now.
We'll find out in a minute.
If you're listening, I'm very sorry that I just mentioned the Exit Amen. Podcast, available where you get your podcast.
3:10, Big Drive Home. Content for you. David and Joanne are the unluckiest names in the UK.
Why?
I don't know. People with those names are more accident prone than anyone else. It's an insurance company survey that found out David and Joanne, if your name's David and Joanne, if you're a married couple, David and Joanne.
Not getting insured.
Data also shows that fishermen have the most dangerous careers. If you're a fisherman called David or Joanne, dangerous.
I mean, it doesn't sound dangerous, does it?
You're ringing up car insurance. What's your name's David? What do you do? I'm a fisherman. Shut up. See ya.
Doesn't sound dangerous, though.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking, I mean, we all know a Dave. Everyone knows a Dave.
Everyone.
My mate Dave. Everyone's got a Dave. I don't know if my Dave is unlucky. I know a couple of Joannes as well. I don't know if they're unlucky.
To be fair, I actually know someone. This isn't made up. I know someone called Dangerous Dave.
There you go.
So
as named by Aviva Car Insurance.
Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous Dave's on the phone. Yeah, no.
He's not my mate. He's one of my, well, he is. I like him, but he's one of my friend's mates.
Yeah.
And they called him Dange instead of Dangerous Dave.
Dange, yeah.
Dange. But I met him expecting to see this, like, mental dangerous guy. He's just a really nice guy. I said, oh, what do you do for a living? And he's an insurance broker. And I was like,
No, you don't seem dangerous.
I was like, you're not dangerous. I said, like, you've been given a name. You're the most least dangerous man I've ever met. But apparently, maybe he's hiding something.
Dangerous Dave. Maybe you can confirm our study here that David's and Joanne's are the most unlucky names in the UK. Talking about David and Joanne's, the most unlucky name in the UK. Apparently, Original Ben says, don't know many Daves. So when I brought a teddy for my son, I suggested Dave as a name, and he liked it. Makes me smile every time he mentions Dave the teddy.
We've got a teddy called Dave.
That's a great name for a teddy. Yeah, people have got dogs called Dave, haven't they?
Yeah, so I think it's a great name to call anything, really. So this teddy is in the loft. It's massive. I mean, it is, I reckon it's 7 foot or something. Massive teddy. Obviously, you can't go in the house. Chucked out in the loft. But when we got it, we called it Dave.
Dave the teddy. Yeah. It's a good name. This came from an insurance survey where they found that David and Joanne were the most unlucky names in the UK. If you've got anything on that, text 81400. With the word Essex at the front of your message, they also come out with the best excuses for motor insurance claims that they've ever heard.
Oh, I like these. I do like this.
Got a few of them. A moth flew into my eye. I swerved to avoid a fox. This isn't the same claim. These are different claims. My car was legally parked as it backed into the other vehicle. A car came out of nowhere, struck my car, and vanished. Disappeared.
Right. Yeah,
I collided with a stationary tree, as opposed to the moving trees. They're harder to avoid.
Yeah.
I bumped into a lamppost, which was obscured by somebody.
Well, then that's even worse.
At 8:15, I drove off my driveway straight into a bus. It was the bus's fault for being 15 minutes late.
That's my favourite one so far. I like that one.
My windscreen was shattered after an angry squirrel threw a nut.
Wow.
The other car collided with mine without giving any warning of his intention. Excuse me, I'm just about to drive into you. All right, no worries. I'll make sure I've got my seatbelt on. And I pulled away from the side of the road, glanced at my mother-in-law, and headed over the embankment. The actual claims that went through motor insurance companies, I love those. Afternoon, Chris and Scott, my mate Dave won £100,000 on a scratch card, so not sure if all Daves are unlucky.
Oh, that's some going, isn't it? I love that.
You should have put my best mate, Dave. Not my mate, Dave Samuel. I'd go for my best mate, Dave.
And then you might have got some money,
Samuel. It might have helped. What you gonna do when you don't stop when you
play hit music? The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Tom Grennan, a guest on the show yesterday, along with Joel Corry. That was a good chat, wasn't it?
It was. It was really nice, actually.
Nice lad, Tom Grennan and Joel Corry, both nice lads. I think Joel must get, every time he gets an interview, and they go, oh, you're an Essex boy, and he's like, and he said it to us, he went, everyone says that, I'm from Barnet.
He sounds like an Essex boy.
He does sound exactly like an Essex boy.
But then I think you will, if you're from, well, he's from South where, or North London.
Yeah, I'm from where he's from, just outside Barnet. So he's, I sound a bit Essex.
Not.
Oh, I do, Geese. No, come on, Geese, I do.
You're not.
I'm a proper, I'm all Essex, and I, in it. Yeah. I mean, come on. Oh, come on, Irons and all that.
You're not.
Irons, yeah. I'm forever blowing bubbles.
You're always saying that.
For full Essex.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
I had a situation earlier, which is, happens to me quite a lot in real life. If I meet somebody and I forget people's names off.
You need to hover on the toilet, you're not meant to actually sit down fully.
I forget people's faces sometimes. So I'm chatting to somebody and I think, oh my God, where do I know you from? That happens to me quite a lot. It's not, I think it's a disease that I can't recognise people. I think
it happens to me as well.
I think that's what happens. But then today, something happened that was even weirder because it was phone based. So I was ringing up a mate. His name's Darren. And a mate that I get on with, but it's more of a business relationship I got with them through work, through radio. So I was going through my phone. I was like, I've got a lot of Darren's in my phone. I don't know which one it is. And then it would say Darren window cleaner, Darren garage or whatever. And then there was one that just said Darren. I thought, well, it's got to be that one.
It should have said Darren radio.
It should have said Darren radio, didn't it? It just said Darren. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So I rang up and he answered, goes, hello, mate, you're right. So I was thinking, right. And then I was thinking, oh, it doesn't sound like the Darren I'm trying to get through to. So now I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah, how are you? And I was like, how are you, Darren? You all right? Because I know his name's Darren.
Definitely called Darren.
Definitely called Darren. He knows me because he's instantly picked up within one ring. And, hello, mate, you all right? Hey, Chris, you all right? And I was like, and then he went, how's the hair? How's the bonnet? And I was like, right, this is somebody who I haven't seen since I had my hair transplant 2 years ago. not the guy I saw about 2 months ago. So I was like, yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah, no, it's looking really, really good. And now I'm thinking I'm in trouble.
You're thinking wrong, Darren.
Because in a minute he's going to say, after like 5 minutes of banter, how can I help you? I don't know, because I don't know who you are. I don't know what I could possibly want from you, because I don't know who you are. So I was thinking...
And you phoned him, which is weirder.
He's definitely going to say, so what's up? How can I help you?
What do you want? Do you want your windows done?
And I'm like... I can't just go, yeah, just check it in, see you, bye, and put the phone down, because you think...
Weirdest phone call ever, yeah.
And also, I would never know who it was.
No.
So it would end badly. So I was like, hair's really good, yeah. And he went, and then he gave me a get out of jail card, because he said, oh, it looked really good when I'd seen you recently. Now, I know that the Darren I was trying to talk to, I had seen recently, because I'd been up to see him. So I just said, when did I see you recently? And he went, when you come up, like, to Milton Keynes? And I went...
So now it's the correct Darren.
Darren lives in Milton Keynes. So I went, oh no, I thought you meant I'd seen you more recently than that. Yeah, of course.
Very
it
clever.
Was genius. I'm actually really good at it.
But, see, I do it to people and it's
and Darren,
hard.
If you're listening, I know who you are. I was trying to ring you, but I hadn't put Milton Keynes Darren in my
Have
phone.
Have you now put Milton Keynes Darren in?
Yes, it's definitely in there as Milton
right.
Keynes.
But so I do it to people's faces, right? So I will be talking to someone. So people come over to me. Right. Yeah. Now, it's a little bit trickier for me because they could just recognize my face from being in a boy band.
Yeah.
But, or I might know them really well.
Exactly.
Right. And it's really tricky. But you have to go with the fella, don't you? You go, all right, fella, you're all right, Gov, all right, geez, all right. There's lots of things you can say. But you can get a little bit more awkward when they. Because I've done it both ways, where I'm talking to someone, I'm being friendly to the guy, blah, blah, blah. Then I realise, don't know them from Adam. They just want a picture. Right? So now, I've given too much.
How's the kids?
Yeah. I've given too much.
Yeah.
But it's normally that I forgot their name.
The other way around.
I know, it's awkward when you go, oh, what's your name again? Because then it's a bit rude, isn't it? It's a bit rude, isn't it, Jeff?
I think I've got a similar problem with that where I don't know I can't I had it on the train. I think I've said this on the radio. I had
this
it on the train recently,
yeah.
Where I was on the train with Harry, my son,
and you forgot who he was.
we were coming back, and as we Harry just went, oh, it's matey boy, and this guy come up to me, hey Brooksy, how are you? Hello Harry. And I was thinking, God, he knows both of us.
And you didn't have a clue, did you?
Just couldn't place it. I knew him. I just couldn't place him. I was like, oh, no. So then I start having a conversation, and I'm like a detective. I'm trying to give leading questions so I can get some information back. So if it's Darren the window cleaner, go, oh, how your windows now clean them? And I'm like, boom, Darren the window cleaner. Yeah. It's never that easy. They don't give you that. It's like they're playing a game with you as well.
They might not know who you are either.
No, I had a whole conversation with him. Harry didn't know that I didn't know. I had a whole conversation and it was with his girlfriend, but I didn't recognise her, so I didn't go down that. And then he said to me, oh, yeah, I saw Karen the other day in Sainsbury's. I was thinking, right, now he's my wife. And then it's awful. It's like a disease. And then, walking back to the car, and I said, Harry, who was that guy? And Harry went, how did you not know who it was? And I went, because I can't place him. And then he told me who it was, which I won't say because it'd be embarrassing. And then I went, oh, and instantly I was like, oh, yes, of course. And he went, you only saw him like 2 weeks ago at your house. But it's embarrassing. If you've got any embarrassing stories, because I'm sure somebody's got an embarrassing story, you know where we are. Yeah, so if ever we meet and I call you mate, it's because I've just completely forgotten your name.
I do it all the time.
I'm with mate, fella. All right, geese. Yeah, I do that. Karen had one, to actually thinking about what you were saying about the fact because you've got a recognisable face because of the boy band, people will come up to you as though they know you, which is great because that means you've done your job properly and people feel like you're approachable, which you are. She went up to somebody on a tube in London on the Central Line, started chatting, oh, it was good to see you, started chatting, having a conversation. She knew him, but she didn't know why she knew him. And it was Christopher Walken, the actor. So she, and he literally said, you don't know me. I'm an actor.
Oh, this is brilliant. See, but
she was horrified. He was apparently really nice. He was lovely.
I do feel for her there because I've actually done this. I used to watch a program called Dream Team. It was the football program.
Yeah, the football program. Yeah,
to love it.
Manchester United.
Yeah, and the goalkeeper was obviously an actor.
Yeah. Right?
And I walked past him and actually gave me a really good insight into what people do to me. Because a lot of people come up to me very, very friendly. Think they know me. And it's that thing I go, I don't think we've actually met. Like, because I sing the songs and that. Right? and then they get a little bit embarrassed. But I go, no, don't be silly. It's fine. But I done it. And I thought, I looked at him. He walked past me in a corridor and he blanked me. The reason why he blanked me is because I don't know him.
Yeah.
I've never met him before. He's the goalkeeper from, but I haven't made that thing in my head yet. So I thought, so rude. Why is he so rude? I know him so well. And then I twigged. I was like, he's just the actor from Dream Team.
I don't know him.
Yeah. That's why people look at me and think I'm rude.
Yeah.
They go,
because you're ignoring them.
Yeah, but they will. They'll like, someone will walk past you and then they'll say to their missus, like, I see that Scott from Fiverr earlier, completely ignored me. And they go, but you don't know him.
Yeah.
And that's where it all stems from.
Ricky Gervais talks about it in an interview. I heard him talk about it and he said he'll meet somebody in the street and they'll just sort of go up to him and go, are you having a laugh? Are you having a laugh?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what they expect back from me. Like, that's brilliant. We should be best mates. Let's go to the pub together. What am I supposed to do with that? Anyway, love that. Talking about those times where you see somebody that you know, but you don't remember how you know them.
And it's awkward.
That awkward moment where you're trying to piece together how you know this person. And actually the other one where I mentioned with Karen, where she met a movie star on the train and thought she knew him and turned out she didn't. And he had to say, look, before you carry on chatting, I'm a movie star and you recognise me from the movies. I don't know you. And then carried on chatting to her, which is fair enough, because
nice.
He played the game. Mark on the phone at Washing Machine. Mark, what you got for us?
Yeah, you've heard of that DJ Martin Day?
Oh, Martin and Sue in the morning.
Yeah, that bloke in the morning. I've done his washing machine about 15 years ago. So he said to me, what are you doing on Sunday? I went, nothing. He went, fancy doing the air ambulance bike run with me? I went, yeah, all right then. Anyway, we get us down to Harwich. I'm staying in there and this bloke's come over, started talking to him. He was quite small, leather jacket, baseball bat on, Converse boots, jeans. Anyway, talking about he loves photography and all that. And then Martin went, right, I'm going to go and gee the crowd up. So with that, he went up on stage and he went, ladies and gentlemen, this will be the smallest crowd he's ever played to. The groover from Vancouver. I went, you're Brian Adams, aren't you? He went, yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant.
You didn't know you were in the presence of pop royalty.
Yeah, I didn't know. But as soon as it just, the penny dropped.
Oh, brilliant. That is excellent.
I love that. Thank you, Mark.
No worries.
Cheers, buddy. Cheers, take care. See you later. Bye-bye. This is probably my favourite text of the day. Kerry in Springfield. Talking about, you know, seeing somebody and not sure whether you knew them or mistaking somebody's identity. She said, we were on a cruise in the summer, had a great night watching a man who was in the 1970s comedy group called the Grumbleweeds. He was fantastic. Next morning at breakfast, I saw him with his wife and I had to go up to him and say, can I just say, you were amazing last night. He looked completely baffled. His wife looked horrified. And then I said, you're not the man from the Grumbleweeds, are you? Totally different bloke. So there's this poor guy. He's sitting downstairs having his breakfast on this boat. And this random woman comes up and says, you were amazing last night. And he's like,
No, it wasn't me.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.